Live from the city that works, this is the Steve Cochran Show.
On 720 WGY. Yeah.
Back on the program here. This is show number 140, by the way. And charter school debates continue. And there's a big event going on that we wanted to discuss here. Now, just wondering, Kevin, who's joining me on the phone? Because I've got a list of names here.
Mr. Andrew Broy, president of the Illinois Network of Charter Schools.
We've talked about this before with Andrew. Let's bring Andrew in now. Andrew, how are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
Nice to talk to you again.
You as well.
And the Illinois Network of Charter Schools. I also believe, do we have Lucy Reese as well? Kevin?
No, just Mr. Broy right now.
All right, Andrew, it's all on you, man.
Okay.
No pressure at all. The charter school debate in general, and this is oversimplification, but it goes this way. The charter schools are set up in favor of folks who, are getting either political insider deals and their kids get a leg up on other kids and they hurt the public school system. And then on the other side of the equation is kids should have the best opportunities they have. And as long as charter schools are managed properly, they could never be blown up and hurt the system. Where are you on this? And where's the Illinois Network of Charter Schools on this?
Well, we are strong advocates for charter schools being a part of the public school system. We think that in Chicago, especially, charter schools have produced some very high-quality schools for students all across the city. We now, in fact, enroll more than 50,000 students in Chicago charter schools. That's up from just 20,000 6 years ago. So certainly parents in Chicago are choosing charter schools at increasing rates every year.
Andrew, there was a story in the Tribune last month. CPS released some data showing that privately run charter schools expel students at a higher rate than the rest of the district. How did you respond to that?
Yeah, sure. So we've been in discussions with CPS about this over the past 6 weeks or so. And it is true that charter schools, on average, have a somewhat higher expulsion rate than do traditional district schools. We want to work with the district to bring those numbers down. But charter schools are all over the map on this. Some have rates that are far, far below what the district has, and some have that are above. So we want to figure out what the challenge is and then try to address it.
Lucy Reese will join us here in just a second. Andrew, I believe we talked about this before, but for people who are concerned about oversight for charter schools, what do we do about that?
Sure. I think there's a real misperception out there that charter schools are just autonomous and not watched at all. The fact of the matter is that charter schools are granted a contract by the district, in this case Chicago or any school district, and they're held accountable for results. So every 5 years, charter schools come up for review. And just last year, CPS decided to close two low-performing charter schools for lack of performance. So charter schools are accountable, and we fully support that.
Is it best to be controlled in a district-by-district basis, as the public schools are, or should there be state oversight?
I think the state and locals have an appropriate role, but I think your question gets to the key point of the charter model. Our theory is that the district cannot do a very good job supervising 650 schools in neighborhoods as diverse as Portage Park and Englewood and Austin and Beverly. Instead, what we should do is let local groups and local teachers and local members run schools with appropriate accountability, but then let them design the school model to serve the local student needs. We've seen that succeed all across the city.
Andrew, are you finding more people responding more positively now to charter schools than, say, in the past, just because the information is more readily available to them and it's out there now?
Yeah, there's no doubt that we're having much more positive impacts in neighborhoods across the city. This is really a tale of two cities, though. In one respect, at the political level, charters have never been more controversial, and that has to do with macro political issues. On the ground level, though, in neighborhoods across the city, parents are unwaveringly supporting charter schools. We've seen wait lists increase. We've seen schools open up in neighborhoods. And when we do, we have no problem filling them. So really, I wish we could focus on what the parents are saying by choosing charter schools rather than the political fights that seem to be embroiling with the sector right now.
And that's where we'll leave it with you, and we'll come back with Lucy Reese of Charter Parents United to talk more about the parents' perspective on this, Andrew. But how do people get more information who want to know more about what you guys do?
They can go to our website. It's incschools.org. That's incschools.org. And tomorrow, in fact, we'll be taking 1,500 charter school parents down to Springfield to talk to our elected officials and make sure they understand the power of the charter model.
Appreciate it, and we'll talk a little bit more with Lucy about these bills that have been set up in Springfield that would shut down charters to a large degree as to what they could do and how they do it. At 5:47 in Phoenix and 7:47 in Chicago, the reason I keep giving you a Phoenix time is every time I look up, and Dave, you warned me about this. Dave said, let's reset the clocks. I go, no, you just look up, you had two. How tough is that? But it's instinct. I look and I see a clock, and I'm a, you know, Pavlov's idiot here. I just start reading the number.
But you're getting better because you're catching yourself.
Catching myself. As we continue from Phoenix and Chicago, where we should be, and we will be tomorrow, it's 7:47 in the morning. Now, I'm a genius. Time for traffic. Mary's back with that. A couple more minutes on the charter school discussion. There's about 15 or so anti-charter bills that are in the Illinois legislature. And the concern is if they pass, for folks that are in favor of charter schools, we're talking about a 10-year moratorium on in charters in all but three Chicago neighborhoods in the case of a couple of pieces of the legislation. And the state Illinois State Charter School Commission being eliminated, charters would have extensive regulations that they don't deal with now, and many would close. Lucy Reese is from Charter Parents United, has four kids who attend four different charter schools. What's your level of concern as a parent?
Well, my level of concern is that there won't be growth for additional charter schools to acclimate into the charter school systems here in Chicago.
So as a parent who's experienced this system, you understand, I'm sure, the concern from folks that say the more money we spend on charter schools, the less money we can spend on the public school my kid goes to. What do you say to those folks, parent to parent?
Well, funding is now being allocated to each child. So it's basically where that parent chooses to send their child to is where that money goes. So it's important that we understand that it's our choice to make the right decision, and having these options has been beneficial for me and my family. So I feel that it should also be the same for anyone when they're choosing a school for their child.
Yeah, and the thing, because I tend to be in favor of charter schools because I want kids to be able to maximize their potential, whatever that means. I do think there needs to be more oversight, and I don't think any money should be diverted in any way, shape, or form from public schools for charter schools. But if charter schools are self-propelling, for lack of a better term, and are able to be up and running and then are parent-supported, then why shouldn't kids who are there based on families who put them there, why shouldn't they benefit, I guess, is what I'm saying, Lucy?
Well, I really feel that because it was the best need for me that I can really just speak on behalf of how it's been educational experience and extracurriculum and safety net. You know, these things need to be instilled in all schools, and then there won't be such a high demand in charter if certain things were not in place the way they should have been in the beginning, which allowed more charter schools to be able to come in and offer these different amenities that we're not getting from our regular traditional schools.
And this goes to Rauner and Quinn, too, because instead of some BS line of I'm always going to put money towards education, well, that's like saying I'm always going to hope the sky is blue. I mean, could you be more vague than saying I support education? And both Rauner and Quinn have done this already. And if you want the vote, the person listening to the show's vote for governor, I say step up. Tell us specifically what your education plan is. Tell us what you plan to do about charter schools in the case of both campaigns. So, Lucy, I appreciate you being on. My best to your family.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a great day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
5:54 in the morning, and 7:54 in the morning. I'll catch it. I swear I will. 7:54 in the morning, and we continue with a busy 8 o'clock hour straight ahead.